Deadline Shmanich of Hamlet from Shai Mesh and Neil Rifki Basma Isha Israel, Iskus Roshlaim of Chai Mesh Malkin, Brachma Sar Malkin, and Pitzkof Hagladina, and Iskus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Ayin Dalet, Hilchas Betzias HaPas, Lechem Mishnah, and we are going to go into Siv Gimel. Says the Machaber Siv Gimel, Ein HaMesubin Roshayin Litaim, Ad Sheyitaim HaBeitzeya. The people sitting around the table cannot taste from the challah until the person who made the Lechem Mishnah eats from the challah. Now, this has nothing to do with the who's are you being yotzi a bracha from the person making that mitzi, or you're not being yotzi the bracha. As I mentioned yesterday in the Chaber, the Mishaburu say that you're supposed to be yotzi da mitzi from the You're supposed to be yaitza the mitzi from the person making on it, making the bracha, making the lechem mishnah. However, as we mentioned, there's also those who have a meaning that they make their own bracha, and this is a discussion that goes back for many generations. Regardless of who is making the mitzi, if you're making your own mitzi or not, you cannot eat from the challah that's the lechem mishnah on Shabbos until the person who made the lechem mishnah tastes from the challah. However, there's one exception to the rule. V'myesh kol echad lecha mishnah. If each person has a lecha mishnah in front of them, then yicholim litam. Then they're able to taste from the challah. Afal pishadayin like tamu. So we're talking about a case as follows. What do they have to do with the other guy's lecha mishnah? They are being in the mechaber is going according to his shita that the person making the hamaitzi is maitzi everyone. So if the person making the hamaitzi has a lecha mishnah in front of him, but everyone around the table has their own lecha mishnah, then they would not have to wait. They yotze his hamitzi, and then they are able to immediately eat. They don't have to wait until he eats from his lecha mishnah. However, if you is one person has lecha mishnah and everyone around the table is getting a piece of his lecha mishnah, regardless if they're making their own bracha or if he's making the bracha, you cannot taste from the lecha mishnah until the person who made the lecha mishnah takes a taste from it. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. Litan, Heinu, Afal Pisha Nasan Abitzeya, Lufnei Kolechad Vechad Eschelka. He cut up a piece for everyone around the table and gave it out. The Kanal Basim and Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Tezvav Ayin Sham, right? No, you had to wait for him to eat before you are able to eat. However, if there is a lechem mishnah for everyone, right? Sulaimah, even if he is being mitzi them with the birchas hamitzi, still yicholim litam lai. They're able to take a taste of the challah before him. Avalim ein lufnei kol echad lechem mishnah. If each person doesn't have his or her own lechem mishnah, afal pishe kol echad ki kari sheyoichem ani hu lefanav. Even though you have your own piece of bread in front of you, okay? So you went to a simcha and they put sliced sourdough on the table. So you have a nice piece of sourdough in front of you that you're going to eat. You still have to eat from the lechem mishnah to be yaitza lechem mishnah. You cannot taste from your challah until you get that piece of the other lechem mishnah. And the person who made the lechem mishnah tastes from it first. Kulam tzrichin lismach ala beitzeya sheyesh lefanav lechem mishnah. Everyone is reliant on the person who is the one cutting up the lechem mishnah of Einar and Shain Litam Kaidem Lai, and therefore they are not allowed to, they're not allowed to taste from any challah, nor taste even the challah from the lechem mishnah until he tastes first, because they are reliant on him. Okay, says the Mechaber Sif Dalet, Sudezai, the Friday night meal, the Shel Shachris, and the morning meal. E F shall asay some loy pass. So the Mechaber paskins plain and simple. You cannot be yotze Yesuda Shabbos without bread Friday night and without bread Shabbos day. There is a discussion if by day you could be yotze the meal with mezonos or not. Remember, if you're eating enough mezonos that it's become a suda, then you have to make hamotzi anyway. So it really wouldn't be a shiloh. But either way, the way we're noyig and the way the Mechaber paskins, you must have bread by these two meals. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sudezai, right to Lima, Afilu ladas hamakilin lekamen, b'simen reish tzadik aleph sif hey. Even those that are going to be mekel later on, le'inyan suda shlishis, she'ein tzarech lasay say dafke b'pas. We'll see later on, we get the reish tzadik aleph in another week or two. We get the reish tzadik aleph, we will see. There are those shitas, no, not everybody agrees with this, but there are those shittas that shalosh shudas, you don't have to have bread. Everyone agrees that you need to have bread. These are the Iker Kavod Shabbos, is these two meals, Friday night and Shabbos day, and therefore you must have bread by these meals. What happens if somebody has a situation that he cannot eat the meal Friday night? So somebody went in and they had emergency surgery Friday night, right? And Shabbos morning he's up and he's able to eat. But Friday night he did not have a meal. You can push off the meal to tomorrow. What does that mean? You should eat three sudas in the day of Shabbos. Ubavad she kaddish belayla. At a minimum, you should try to be make kiddush at night. V'yoychu miyad acha kiddush kezayis mechamech saminim, and you should eat at least the mezaynus. Oy she yish derevias yayin. Remember, we learned in the last sermon that according to most shitas, we have an alternative to the kiddush remakam sudas to have a cup of wine of a revias. Not everyone agreed with this, but we had this shita. K'moy shekasav simin reish ayin gimel, as we mentioned in reish ayin gimel. So what's he saying over here? So if a person cannot eat a Suda Friday night for whatever reason, at a minimum, he should attempt to eat, make Kiddush and have a Mezainis, or make Kiddush and have another cup of wine. Now that is not a lechatchila. That is only a b'di'eved if he has no other choice. But by day, he should eat three meals then, two, and at a minimum, the first two should have bread with regards to the Shalosh Sudas we're going to get to, as we mentioned, in Reish Tzadik Aleph. But one thing just to remind everybody, if you cannot make the Kiddush Friday night, you cannot, let's say, like we said, a person is in surgery, he cannot do anything Friday night, he does have to make the full Friday night Kiddush on, not with the Vayichulu, but the rest of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning when he eats his meal. Okay, now we're going to move on to Simen Reish Ayin Hay, or Ayin Reish Hay, as he mentions here, in order not to write the word Ra in the sefer, but dvarim asurim lasayis la'ar haner b'Shabbos, the things that are also to be done in front of the candle. Now, many of these things may not be so negeya, but it does actually play a role in modern day halacha, possibly with lamps and other things. So, although most of us are not reading la'ar haner, it's not negeya probably on a regular basis. But the truth of the matter is, it could apply these halachas, right? You're at home and you set the time right. You forgot that the clock got changed. You set the timer wrong and the lights go out and you're still in the middle of reading something. You're in the middle of looking into a sefer probably Friday night and you're in the middle of reading something and the only light you have in the room is the candles. What can you do? What can you not do? So we'll have to be patient until we get through this whole thing to hopefully we'll get to an idea of what we could do, what we cannot do. In Poland, but some of these things, concepts, are not so familiar with us because it's not something we do on a regular basis. In Poland, what does that Poland mean? Parish Levaya, Kinem, Ibigadim. So back then, we know they oftentimes had lice in their clothes and they would bite the person who was wearing the clothes, so you would want to remove it. They're very, very small, these lice, so you'd want to do it lower in there, and it requires eon. You have to really be able to look closely to see it. Okay, so you're not allowed to do it from to the light of the candle. The ain karim b'sefer. You can't read in a sefer la'or haner to the lights of a candle. Sefer, book, all the same thing. Va'filo, I'm not saying you can read books on Shabbos, but that's a separate discussion. Va'filo ain a mitzvah b'fiv. Even if you not are reading, meaning saying the words, meaning you're just more skimming the words, still, you're not allowed to. Shemayata. What is the concern? And this is very important because it can make a difference in various different types of candles. Is shemayata, if you have a, let's go with what was the most common thing in those times, was an oil lamp. An oil lamp, if the wick is not pulling the oil well, it doesn't burn so well. Sometimes you lean it, and the oil will travel to the wick, and the candle will burn much better. I mean, we can envision this because usually we light our candles Hanukkah, some of them burn a little better, some of them will reverse. It has to do with how well is the oil being pulled to the wick. So what was the Chacham's concern? If you're reading something that requires you to really focus and be able to read it, you need good light. And if you're reading it next to the candle may not be burning so well, and inadvertently, because you're engrossed in whatever you're doing, you're going to bend the candle, which was a normal habit of them when they needed to make the candle go higher, and therefore you are not allowed to do it. Vafilu, and here's the important part. Hu gevaya esa kaimish, any achliga I love. Even though if this candle that you're reading to that's giving you light is 10 stories high, there's no way you can reach the candle. You're not allowed to do it. Shalai chilku chachamim bedavar. Since the chachamim said, do not do this, it doesn't make a difference. You can't start making ideas. Oh, but I'm not next to it. I'm 5 feet away. So 5 feet away is good. 2 feet is no good. Ten a story up is no. Chachamim said, no, we don't give. We don't make differences. The rule is the rule. No reading to the light of a candle. Umitamze continues the Mechaber. Yesh lesser filu hu ba'ashashes. Even if it's behind the glass, a kavua b'char shabekaisel. If it's in a hole in the wall, the chaim b'ner shel shavad. Mechaber says so too in a ner shel shavad. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. I know we'll get to that today, but that's what the Mechaber says. Ein kairin vuhadin says the Mechaber shein boit cannot tzitzis. You don't check your tzitzis. In front of the candles, the cholke high governor, dava hatzarich iyun. Anything that requires focus, that requires iyun, right? You're not allowed to do. Okay. I lost the place. Okay. Shema yataner, because you might bend the candle. Lahavi Hashemen Lefi Hapsila, to bring the oil to the wick, Kadesh Yidlak Yafa, so that it should burn well. Vashashis, the imu, so we said even if it's in like a lantern, right? So they would have these candles that were behind the glass, right? They'd be able to carry it around. So Vashashis, behind the glass. The imu segura b'mafteach, if it's locked up with a key. Yesh matirim. There's those who say it's okay. Why? The time and the dafkik shavuvah yahaneras esek kaimus asru. 1 second. Why is it if it's locked up different? I just told you that if it's 10 stories high and I have no way of getting to it, I'm also not allowed to do it. So the fact that it's locked up, why is it any different? So he says as follows: Mishum nedarke kem lufamim kadei shal yidei zeh yirim asher. That it's a normal thing to have a candle there, and therefore the Chachamim said any normal candles you can't read to them. Masha enkin lahazga, nobody ever puts a lock on their lantern. Shein darkei klal im loy mishum issa Shabbos. The only reason I put a lock on the candle is because I don't want to make a mistake and do something on Shabbos. Isla keir v'loy shayach sheyiftach lahatos. It's not possible that I'm going to do anything. The dama l'koyer parak mamet likin. I'm like in the middle of reading the rules of candles, and I'm obviously not going to. So therefore, it's not any when the Chachamim said you're not allowed to ever do it. That's in any situation, that's normal. The fact that you could get to it, not going to say we're not getting involved in that, you can't do it. But over here, the lock is not because it's normal to have a lock. It's abnormal to have a lock. It's abnormal to have a lock. So the second you say, oh, I can't see, let me bend my candle, you're going to encounter the lock. And you remember, oh, it's Shabbos, because that's the only reason you put the lock on. And therefore, you won't have a problem. Now, however, the yesh oyster machal gavin shum loy plug. There are those who say, no, even with the lock on it, you can't do it because. We make like plug. We don't switch it up. V'ayim el yirabba. Look in the el yirabba. Shemitzadeh lahatik shemasa avteich le'acher. He says, if you not only locked it up, if you gave the key to somebody else, then it would be okay. Why? The dummy. Even though I can ask you, I gave you the key in the room with me. I can say, hey, can I have the key? Right? The dummy lo'emel chaveri ten daitcha shaloi tat ata. That's like me telling you. Can you be my shimer? I want to read something to the candle. Can you be my shimer to make sure that I don't touch the candle, which we'll see shortly, is permissible. Therefore, it's okay to do it in this case. The same idea. Since I have to, I'm not telling you to watch. I'm telling you can go into the next room. You don't have to watch me because I put a lock on it. And the lock is in your pocket. Now, if I walk over to you and I say, hey, I need the key to the candle, Avrami, it's Shabbos. You can't do it. Oh, thank you. So it's the same thing. Like it's almost like me telling you, stand over me and remind me to make sure that I don't do it. Now, the Mishabur finished up 1 point. Eiffel. That if it's the fact that it's during the day does not make a difference. You're not allowed to read to the candle if you're getting light from the candle, because again we're concerned with the Shema Yata. Let's do one with Mishabura. V'chein, hi V'chein, koy aresh. He's going back on the beginning. The bezeh nami gozik shalikros v'neil. Even in the case of a ner shel shava, it would cause that you shouldn't read. V'avtu karach al psilik and a ner shel shava chelu shalani v'leshayach b'shemayata. In our candles, right, we don't have a shemayata, right? That because you can bend the candle for tomorrow, it's not going to burn better, right? So the candle, not talking about if people light with oil candles, but those who light wax candles, it's not going to make a difference, shemayata. So why alpha pekeni yashlacha shemayimchot. He says there's another concern, right? So you think about it, in a wax candle, what would be concern? So we'll see shortly that, and we'll do this tomorrow. We'll see shortly that it doesn't really apply to our candles today. And we'll see, therefore, there might be a makom to be matter, be makel in our candles. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But what's he concerned about the wax candles then? Shemayata is not a concern, so why are you making gzeira? I understand. You want to say, like, look, what, again, it's a totally different kind of candle. I'm not going to be yata. I can't. Bending a wax candle doesn't help it light better. The wicks then, which would develop on the top, sort of like burnt, it gets like swelled up. It's like burnt, and it doesn't burn well. You cut it off, right? And the candle starts burning better. So the same concern that we have with the shemayata with the oil candles. By the wax candles, they had this concern of what is called yimchait, which means that you remove the top of the to burn to remove sort of the blackening or the black stuff that piles up on top of the wick, and that would make the candle burn better, and that would be an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos, and therefore we say the same gezeira even by a wax candle. Like I said, tomorrow we'll talk about our candles, whether it's different or not. Okay, we'll stop over here and Yemetz Hashem tomorrow.